It's Proverbs chapter number 11. Proverbs chapter number 11. Again, I'm going to remind you the outline that you have was not going to go with what we are talking about tonight. So you're not going to be able to follow along as we go through the teaching and preaching of the Word of God today. But it's for your devotional period after tonight. And just let me just say this, that some of the stuff that's covered in there is going to be covered because we only have about 15 minutes for the Bible study in the next week or two. But if you'll follow along, you'll be all right. It'll be a real blessing to you. So tonight we're continuing to look at the things that God calls abominable in the book of Proverbs. You know, as Christians, you know, we ought to pay attention to things that God regards as abomination. If God says it's an abomination, it ought to be an abomination to us. And the only way that it can be an abomination to us is if we understand exactly what God says is an abomination. Actions and attitudes and objects like these abominations don't have a place in the life of someone who claims Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I think about the book of Revelation. It very explicitly states that God is preparing the new Jerusalem for his people. You don't have to turn there, but listen as I read. In Revelation 21 and verse 27, "And there shall be no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh abominations or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." The last time that we gathered together, we finished up on the list of things that God hates, that he calls an abomination, and we were looking at Proverbs chapter number 6. Tonight, we're going to continue with this idea of looking at things that God considers an abomination, that because he considers them to be abomination, we should as well. And we'll look at various scriptures in doing that. Let's look here in Proverbs 11 in verse number 1. I need someone to read that for the pastor, then we'll have a word of prayer and we'll begin with our Bible study tonight. All right, thank you, Brian. All right, Father, once again, we turn to your word once again in our study of the book of Proverbs. Father, learning about these things that you call an abomination, that we might understand what these abominations are so we can avoid them. So, Father, tonight as we look at this thought of false balance and faulty weights, Father, you consider it important enough to put in the word of God that these things are an abomination. Help us, Father, to make application to our own personal lives today in this matter. And, Lord, we love you and thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Notice, first of all, false balance and faulty weights. Keep your finger there, but turn to Proverbs chapter number 20 and verse number 10. Proverbs 20 and verse number 10. I need someone to read that for the pastor. Proverbs 20 and verse number 10. All right, Mary? Yes. Mm-hmm. David, would you read verse 23 for us? 23, yep.
Divers weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good.
All right. So if you look at verse number 10 and look at verse number 23, it's very clear that God says that diver weights and diver measures, both of them alike, are an abomination to the Lord. There's nothing you can take in the context that would say that these are good things. Notice, first of all, dishonest business practices. Dishonest business practices. You know, we're all affected a lot more than we realize by what we would call, and God calls, weights and measures. Think about this. Whenever you buy gas, guess what? The pump is metered. As a matter of fact, to keep corporations and gas stations and business owners that are unscrupulous, they put a little sticker on the side of the pump that they cannot open it and change it. And every once in a while, I don't know how long it is, maybe once a year or so, someone comes from the government and they pour out a gallon of gas in an official gallon container and they look and see if it really is a gallon of gas. Think about this, not only when you buy gas and the pump is metered, but think about this, when you go to the grocery store and you go into the vegetable aisle, which I never go in there, but I know you guys go in there all the time. Or you might go to the deli and they slice you off some Lebanon bologna, amen, and you put it on a sandwich with some pepper jack cheese and lots of mustard. And boy, that's a wonderful snack right there for Yankees to eat. And you think about that and you think about the deli and the vegetable and you go into, say, Gaines Market and you buy some meat. Guess what? Everything is put on a scale. Everything is weighed. Think about this. Even when you go to the post office and you have a letter, even if you think it's 13, you know, how much is it, Debbie? 50, 60? Oh my goodness, we're not stop mailing stuff, amen. You got to do email. 70 some cents, right? And even if you think it's 70 some cents, you know what they do? They put it on a scale just to make sure. And then if it's a little bit bigger, they even measure it to see if they can get a little bit more money out of you. So when you mail that package, the price depends upon the weight. It depends upon the dimensions, the size of it. As a matter of fact, the federal government has already has stated before, and the local Virginia government has what they call a Department of Weights and Measures, and to ensure that the standards for a gallon or a half gallon or a liter is really what it is. You could simply say this, that the scales of deception are an abomination to the Lord. Turn over to Deuteronomy, all the way to Deuteronomy chapter 25. Deuteronomy chapter number 25, as we look at another abomination. Now, I know oftentimes these might not always, always are something that Christians might practice wrongly, but I think it's something we still need to know and understand because God says it's an abomination. So, who would read Deuteronomy 25, verses 13 through 16? Deuteronomy 25, verses 13 through 16. Everyone forgot how to read? There's no big words in there, I promise. All right, John, thank you. Read verse 16. Mm-hmm. All right. So understand this, that if you have diver weights and diver measures, again, the Bible says, God says it's abomination unto the Lord thy God. But notice, what if you have just weights and just measures? Notice the Bible says, thy days may be lengthened in the land which thy God giveth thee. So here we have God, he's saying, listen, don't rip anybody off. You have accurate weights, and accurate weights when you weigh stuff, when you sell stuff, when you buy stuff. And if you do that, you'll stay long in the land. And really, this passage of Deuteronomy 25, verses 13 through 16, is literally dealing with dishonesty in the marketplace where items literally are weighed on the scale. Now, we don't have too much of that now, not like third world countries, not like other countries, but understand this, crooked merchants oftentimes in biblical days and even beyond that had two sets of weights. One set of weights was for buying, the other set of weights was for selling. And the buying weights were heavier than they should have been so that he got more merchandise than he had paid for. And the selling weights were lighter than the standard, so customers got less than what they paid for. And so we find that God says that diver weights is an abomination unto him. Let me illustrate it to you this way. Every day a farmer was delivered a pound of butter to the baker. But the baker began to notice that the pound of butter was becoming smaller, smaller, and smaller, kind of like the stuff that we buy at Walmart or Kroger. Same price, it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. I noticed in my chip bag, it used to be really fully to the top, and now it's like halfway up, and it's still the same price. And so, my goodness, the baker thought, I'm being systematically cheated by the farmer. So he reported it to the town constable. So the baker and the town constable went to the farmer's house, and where the farmer was being accused of shortchanging the baker. But he said this, "But the butter I give him weighs exactly 1 pound. The constable asked, "What are you using for your weight? What are you using to measure the weight?" And he said, "I use the baker's 1 pound loaf of bread." The farmer replied, truth of the matter is when we try to cheat others in our business practices, we'll eventually reap what we sow. So we see there's dishonest business practice, but then notice secondly, a just weight and a perfect stone. And God calls for a just weight, or God calls for a perfect stone to be used when measuring. Notice the last part of Proverbs 11 in verse number 1. He says, "A just weight is his delight." Listen, God delights in a just way. We could even make application and say, God delights in the truth. Why is that? Because he is truth, amen? That's why he delights in a just way. And these stones provide honest and accurate measurements. And this would be the agreed upon standard that all the businessmen of that local town or that local city state agreed upon. That would be 1 pound or 1 ounce or whatever it was. And oh, by the way, guess what? We should conduct our Christian life in exactly the same way. Our Christian life should be conducted with honesty and accuracy in everything that we do. Christians should be people of integrity because the Bible says that we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Of course, you're familiar with 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 20. In the first part of that verse, the Bible says this, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us." And because I'm an ambassador, because you're an ambassador, our actions should reflect the righteousness of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, here's the truth. And I don't know if anybody here has their own business, but even if you work for somebody and you work to build their business, understand this, integrity will build a business. Understand this, that my son, Stephen, when he formed his company, he entitled it Integrity Imaging Solutions. And he has integrity, he has a cross coming out the top. And he said, "I wanted my faith to be in the forefront. And I want them to understand that my business is going to be different than everybody else's business." And integrity will build your business because guess what? Your customers are going to become your billboards. And they're going to go around to their friends and family and they're going to tell them, "Hey, this company did me right and they did it right and did job and didn't rip me off." And by the word of mouth, they'll tell others about your integrity or the integrity of the company that you work for and how you conduct your business. And get this, not only is the Lord going to be delighted with you, but also the people that you do business with are come in contact in your business with because you have integrity and you have a just weight. Well, I think we'll stop here. It's almost 8 o'clock. And we see, first of all, that not only is a false balance and a faulty weight an abomination to God. But we'll pick up next week right off the bat, and we'll understand the futile sacrifices of the wicked. So as we close today and we think about this, you know, you say, well, how am I going to apply this to my life? Well, you might not have a scale, literally, that you have to weigh every day. But think about this. Think about your time at your place of employment. Do you clock in exactly when you're supposed to? And do you give your boss a full day's work? Or maybe you don't have to clock in or out and you're on salary and you're supposed to work from 8 to 5, but you're leaving at 4:30 to beat the traffic home and don't even tell your boss about it. Listen, I believe that's the same as abomination to God because you're not doing what's right. And so there's a lot of ways you can apply this to your life. I don't know specifically how you can apply it to your life, but I do know this, that God says unjust weights are an abomination unto him. And because God says it's an abomination, you and I need to understand it and search our hearts. And so I gave you a devotional outline to do this week that talks about this idea. Is this applicable in my life today? So, Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you for the word of God.